Blackstone Audio presents In Between by Kate Wilhelm. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. At first, Sam thought the voices were part of a dream, and since he had been working at lucid dreaming, he was pleased with his partial success. He closed his eyes tighter, not willing to wake up and lose the little gain he had made. "You can't just leave them wandering about," one of two voices said. This was the reasonable one, who sounded like a patient teacher. "I know that," the other one said, this one petulant, peevish, put upon, the way his mother used to get when she caught him doing something disgusting, like drinking milk from the carton. "I imprinted them with the rules. They can't leave the estate." "They belong in quarantine, out of sequence, into quarantine."
"And I get 1,000 questions. Who messed up? How? When? My unit's been in trouble like this before, and I don't want to go there again."
"Not my fault that they keep sending me newbies who don't know squat." "I'll find the culprit and take measures. And meanwhile, these two can put in time here, not in quarantine. They haven't done anything to deserve that. It's not their fault that they're out of sequence, and it's certainly not my fault, but I'll be bla—" Sam heard a sharp cry, and the voices stopped. He bolted upright and stared into the face of a woman whose mouth was open, eyes wide, staring into space. He was on a chaise lounge by Ben's swimming pool, she on a matching chaise, and before he could say a word, she jumped to her feet and cried out again, "Stop!" Lori, he remembered. Her name was Lori, Ben's meek little secretary. He reached over to touch her arm, to shake her, to still a possible new scream.
"You are going too fast."